And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is faithfulness. When you hear this word, it may feel like a religious idea, but this is not what we mean. To be faithful is to stay steady with your trust in God, regardless of the outer circumstances. It is easy to be faithful when things are going your way and you're skipping along and life is good and easy. It is a challenge to be faithful when it seems that darkness is appearing and you do not know your way. You may feel lost, frustrated, vengeful, leaning outside of yourself. This is when being faithful is most important for you. God does not ever go away. And the God that created you is Father, Mother, all loving, all guiding, all protecting, all truth. This God, this creative source, or creative energy, whatever you wish to call it, that which created this realm, is infinite. And also is attending to you every moment of your life. This is the design of creation. You cannot be separate from that which created you, from that which is animating you, from that which is giving you all you need every minute of every day. So even though you may allow yourself to see things that you believe are hurtful to you, or cruel, or damaging to you, we ask you in those moments to pause and breathe and come home to the center of your being. We know even this can be difficult when the outer circumstances might look so urgent and devastating, horrific, and needing you right there to do what you can. But please know that this is the limited ego mind that is driving you and is acting as God in your system. It is acting as if it knows everything and what needs to be done and what you must do. So come back home to the center of your being, where there is quiet and peace and comfort, and ask the question, why is this here in front of me, challenging me, pushing me, God? What is here for me to see, to know, to understand? Ask also for the bigger picture, because the limited ego mind will, with its short-sightedness, focus you on the details of an aspect to continue to disturb and disrupt you. And then it will come forward with its ideas about how to solve that. But the truth is, there is always a bigger picture going on. So you may ask this as well when you are at peace and at home in the center of your being. And you will get the answers. And you may also ask, is there anything for me to do now, here? And you will receive the answers. You will be given guidance on the next step. You might be given the message, this is not for you to attend to right now. Let it be. Let it be. And then you will continue to breathe. And from this place of peace and God, you will step forward again into your day. It does not mean that the outer circumstances will change immediately, but inside of you, you will feel resolve and peace and comfort. Stay with these feelings, because this is God guided. This tells you God is with you. You are listening to God, in alignment with God. And this is what you are asking for. Your human life was not created by you. Your spirit asked for your life, this lifetime now, for certain opportunities and lessons and allowances and acceptances, for you always to grow, to learn, to evolve, to become more and more of your original and true and divine nature, which is your spirit. So faithfulness is about staying true to your path as guided by God, regardless of how bumpy or rutted the road may be, regardless of the storms and rains and winds and sun that arrive. As you are faithful, dear ones, this is your saying to God, I trust you. You are with me always. I know this. I may be struggling right now, and I'm asking for your help, your guidance, your messages to me to help me through this. And as I am faithful, full of faith, full of trust, I know that you are with me always. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.